Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is an audio recording of the blog post Me, Myself, and I by Zebra Rose, read by Zebra Rose. I like to watch when I'm playing with myself. It's not that I'm particularly narcissistic or consider myself to be super hot, but nothing revs my engine like a glazed-eyed expression of lust-drenched desperate need. So why not enjoy my own? I love to wank. I do it nearly every day. It keeps me grounded, helps me relax, and it's just nice. Usually, I close my eyes and run through my favourite fantasies, often involving cuffs, chains, crops, and canes, in order to reach orgasm as hard and fast as possible. But every now and again, I fancy something different, something a bit closer to home. So I'll deliberately smudge my makeup, giving myself panda eyes and lipstick that's smeared like I've just been slapped. I'll take off all my clothes, put on my black leather collar and black lace fingerless gloves, then crouch in front of the mirror and grab at myself, grasp my throat, tease myself with a vibrator, all the while watching closely as this wanton slut pleasures herself for an audience of one. "Look at me like you want me to fuck you," I'll growl to myself, and wear my best yearning, pleading, "Oh God, please take me," face. I'll press the vibrator hard against my clit and thrust a ribbed glass dildo deep inside me, bring my face up close to the mirror and study this woman in the throes of physical ecstasy, glorying in the sights and sounds of her arousal. I savour every sensation for myself as I inflict them on her. She is the only one who can inspire my inner domina. She wants to be used, and I want to use her. "Oh yeah, God, please, take me, use me, fuck me," I'll say. Words that thrill me to say and hear myself saying. "Yes, you slut, you bitch, fucking take this, open your cunt for me," I'll answer. Words that arouse my submissive self and that my domina side can only say without feeling awkward here and now to myself. I grip my throat tighter and challenge this bitch to hold back a little longer. I'm fascinated by how her eyes lose focus and her facial muscles tauten as I get close to orgasm, how she writhes and moans and grabs greedily at herself. She is me, and I love to see her having so much fun. If you enjoyed that, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help us make more of it by supporting the Audio Porn Project on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet. I've been Zebra Rose, and you can find more of my work at knkstriped.wordpress.com, on www.thefetishfairies.com/author/zebrarosesub, and on Twitter at @zebrarosesub.